said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
Dotrzeń 10. From carbon based being to light based being. The transition from body consciousness to soul consciousness. The transition from dense to light. The transition from solid to liquid, and from liquid to gases. The transition from low vibrations to higher vibrations. The transition from earth to the sky, gross to subtle, and to subtler, and to subtlest, is the goal of this new way of living, pranic living, and the transition should become very smooth, easy, permanent, and a joy, a thrill, an excitement. If the process of transition creates painful memory, you cannot continue in this path for a long time. The path should be very smooth, and it is very slippery as well, with lot of ups and downs. But yes, those ups and downs are needed. You cannot just shift from cooked to raw in one day. It may take one day for a person. It might take years together for another person, because there would be a lot of ups and downs. And they say that if you want to stay on this path for long, you must eat unhealthy diet once in a while. Somebody survives on very light diet for a long time. Even that person sometimes should binge on unhealthy stuff. Because if you take in unhealthy stuff, you suffer. It will be a shock to the body. And when you suffer, that suffering helps for further solidification of sankalp, of thought, of resolution. So pranic journey is not about rushing. It's about understanding what is the ideal for me. And everyone's ideal food is unique. No two persons can say that we survive on this and we are healthy. It's a journey. It's a journey of experimentation. You have to search what suits you the best. And we have to search when I remain in high consciousness. You keep on thinking only of low vibrations, high vibrations. No, you do not think anymore in terms of food or other things. You just think in terms of energy. The moment you come in contact with some person, you understand that this person is carrying low energy and you are at a high energy. A person is coming and he is complaining and he is abusing and he is backbiting and he is talking all the rubbish things. You understand that this person is existing at a lower level of consciousness. While you meet certain people, they are full of positivity. You understand that they are at a higher level of consciousness, no matter what they eat. But there are people who are existing at different levels of consciousness. You go to certain places, you feel the energy is very high. You go to certain places, market, cinema hall, malls, news channels, places. You find that the energy is very low there. But then you can feel those energy vibrations only when you are already spending a lot of time in working with energy. You are playing with energy all the time. Then only you can feel the vibrations. The moment you come in contact with certain persons, like a person who is sick, patient, diseased, he carries low vibrations with this feeling of sorrow, suffering, pain, guilt. You know, there is a scale of vibrations. Many people have given the scale of vibrations. At what vibrational? This is a scale of vibration. The lowest is shame, 20. The above is guilt, then apathy, then grief, then fear, desire, anger, pride. These are low vibrations. Then above, courage, neutrality, willingness, acceptance, reason, love, joy, peace, enlightenment, the highest vibration. Many people have given this chart of human emotions and vibrations. At what vibrational level you are existing? Higher vibrations, low vibrations. There are different charts like this. Like powerlessness, low vibrations. You feel weak. Insecurity, fear, low vibrations. Jealousy, low vibrations. Rage, worry, impatient, frustration, boredom, pessimism, irritation, doubt, anger, hatred, guilt. This is downward spiral. Low vibrations. And when you are at lower vibrations, you are unhappy. You don't enjoy life. You suffer. There is a guilt conscious. There is shame. There is restlessness. There is passion, anger, guilt, or whatever. If you go to the higher consciousness, it is contentment, hopeless, hopefulness, enthusiasm, love, joy, freedom, empowered, eagerness, happiness, optimism, positive expectations. So it's all about at what vibrational frequency you are existing. So pranic living is about shifting the thinking to a vibrational thinking. You think in terms of vibrations. In one day, in the morning, you exist at a high vibration. By afternoon, your vibrations go down. Why? Because you come in contact with people. I have seen in my own daily practice, if I interact with 50 patients, my vibrations go down by the end of that. What they are before and what they are after interacting, because every patient is coming, oh pain, this pain, that pain, this suffering, ah, ouch. They are full of negative energies. They are full of suffering, complaints, dissatisfaction. Their emotions are very strong. That's why pranic healer. Healer has to protect his energy. It's a healer and these are people. So once you interact with public, you have to undergo cleansing procedure. You have to remove those, sweeping, remove everywhere, sweep, 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 to sweep and throw. Because their energies affect you. The whole thing is energy. Every thought is an energy. Every emotion is an energy. And if you are deeply involved with somebody, that person saps your energy. So pranic living is about conservation of energy. We are understanding higher dimensions of pranic living. It is not about breathing, eating and not eating. That is the only thing people know. We are understanding, we are thinking in terms of energy now. What is high energy, what is low energy? The moment you understand that this is going to reduce my energy, you prepare yourself for higher energy. And preparing for higher energy means the moment you eat, your energy goes down. You have to stay while interacting with all such things. Absolutely fasting stage. Otherwise, your energy goes down. They will start affecting you. You should be only on cosmic diet. Cosmic diet. Air. At least till 12 noon. At least till 12 noon. No food, no water. Nothing. If it is not possible and you want something to eat at 5 o'clock, okay, now make it 6 o'clock. 3-4 days and then you get a grip. And then after 6 o'clock, then you make it 7 o'clock. Gradually make it 8 o'clock. If you eat at 8 o'clock every day, now practice eating at 8:30 or 8:15. After 3-4 days, you get a grip. Yes, now I can do it. Move ahead. Now make it 9 o'clock. No food, no water till 9 a.m. Once you do it at 9, you are victorious. Then you are further grip. Then you further extend it to 10. Or you go 15 minutes. 3 days. The process should be gradual. Don't jump. Otherwise, the body goes in shock. And then you suffer from guilt consciousness. So, slow, slow, very slow. But slow doesn't mean that you stuck at one place. Slow means slow progress. Listen to your body. The body says something. And gradually make it 12. And then make it even higher, further and further. So that you remain in a very higher stage. Now this is absolutely against the philosophy that is advocated in the world. Eat breakfast like a king. There is a book, No Breakfast Plan. You can read. Author has given many things in that book. No Breakfast Plan. I forgot who wrote it. It's there available. And I think we had shared it in last time. In Hindi group also. So, today we are discussing about superfood. Edward H. David. Okay. So today we are going to discuss much hyped word, much publicized and much advertised superfood, superfood, superfood. Everywhere they talk about superfood, superfoods. In fact, there is no such thing as superfood. Nutritionally speaking, there is no such food which is superfood. Because there is not a single food or fruit that can lead to perfect health or absence of disease. There is nothing like that. But since the term is in use, we must know what is that superfood. Superfood giving us super energy. Because in fact, we are working with energy. And prana is the greatest source of energy. And which is everywhere. And the greatest source of prana is sun. So solar rays, cosmic rays, sun rays. But if you tell somebody eat sun rays, it is so difficult. Now the sun rays get absorbed in fruit, vegetables, and then you eat fruit. Okay, you feel better. You can enjoy the trapped sunlight. In fact, you are eating sun rays only. And they are becoming proteins and everything in that fruit. That is secondary. This is primary. That's why in this path, friendship with sun is very much needed. We have to love sun. Enjoy sun. Bathe in sun. Expose as much part of your body to sun. As much as possible. It will activate the system, everything. So, all raw foods are superfoods for that matter. All fruits are superfood for that matter. The moment you do anything with food, you are making it less nutritious. You are reducing the vibrations. The fruit is existing at a very high vibrations. Anything which goes through processing, either you cook or you freeze, both reduce the vibrations. A fruit which is kept out and fruit which is kept in freezer, in refrigerator, the vibrations go down there. That's why they say that if you want to eat, drink juice as early as possible, within half an hour. First is as early as possible, second half an hour, 4 hours. Because the vibrations start going down, 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 down. So, the first category of superfood is all raw vegetables, all raw fruits, organic, fresh. And before you eat any fruit, there is something known as fruit meditation. Close your eyes. Now you have a banana in front of you. What you will do with this? Now close the eyes and meditate on banana. Think of the tree where that banana had grown. And thank that tree. One. Now move in your imagination through that field, through that garden or orchard. And feel the trees are there where the fresh avocado or apple or pear or whatever fruit you are eating, you're moving through that field and feel the prana of that field, that farm, that garden, that orchard. Third, take that fruit in the hand and feel it and observe it and gaze at it and see the color, so vibrant color, so beautiful color. Some is red, some is green, some is orange, yellow, so much colorful. Feel, touch, smell, kiss. And don't be in hurry. Nature has taken 6 months to grow it. You make a juice and gulp it down in 2 minutes. Be slow. The process is about changing mindset. This much is enough for me. Create this thought now. This will sustain me for another 6 hours. I don't need anything. Gradually, take the thoughts even to further. This will sustain me for a long time. I don't need anything because all the nutrients, all the vitamins, everything is included in this. Give drishti, offer as a bhog. Take a spoon. Drink with spoon and keep the spoon down. Unrelease and then take again. Drink again, unrelease. And again take. Slow. Gradual, loveful, grateful, conscious eating and conscious drinking. That is the keyword for pranic living. That becomes superfood. Something otherwise Jainism says, practice non-violence. Now look at Jainism philosophy. We give up meat. Okay, non-veg we gave up. That's fine. So you started drinking fruits, eating fruits. But then fruits, when you pluck, the tree is hurt. So then next what? Okay, trees, the fruits that are falling on their own. But when you eat fruit, there are seeds. They are living. They can give rise to another fruit. So there is only one way left, to commit suicide. You can't do anything now. Because whatever you do, that is violence. Even if you breathe, there is a violence. So even if you commit suicide, for example, there are germs in your blood. You are killing them. Now what is the way out? There is one way out, love. There is one way out, love. They say that, go to the tree and talk with the tree. Oh tree, I am going to touch, take your fruit. I know you are going to get hurt. But still give me, otherwise how will I survive? And I will repay you. I will serve humanity. There is a violence, but when it is love is involved, it becomes less severe. So tree will allow you to take, but you need to talk with tree and take, seek permission of the tree. Are you taking permission? We eat just for 3 reasons. The first and the biggest reason is that food is our addiction. Second, taste, appearance and smell. And third, deep satisfaction. After eating, that sense of deep, super sensuous satisfaction. We just eat for these 3 reasons. There are 14, 15 reasons that we have seen in other classes. But these are the main reasons. It is because we are addicted. We don't need, it is an addiction. So now the process starts of reprogramming here. I don't need it. If you want to become light, you have to eat light. You feel that this is light and that is light. No, they cannot be. They are heavy. You eat and then see what happens. You sit in yoga. Can you focus? No. Difficult. But there are people who get obsessed. Obsessed with fruits. Obsessed with juices. Obsessed with raw. But their focus is only food. So that is not pranic living. Person can do fasting for 100 days. But he is not pranic. He will lose his weight. Even on raw or anything. So that is not pranic. Pranic living means weight stabilization. Pranic living means very high energy. Pranic living means you remain very energetic and full of energy. These are the criteria. If you are not doing this and just doing starting doing something, that will help you to get rid of some disease. But to get rid of a disease is a very small goal. It is not the goal. A very small side effect, you can say, of this higher philosophy. So, the first superfood is all raw vegetables. So, from tomorrow, for next 3 days, raw challenge. 3 days raw challenge. 1st October, 2nd October and 3rd October. 3 days raw challenge. Eat that which is sun-cooked. That which is untouched by fire. That which is unprocessed. That which is not tampered by humankind. That which is as it is given by nature. So what are the options? There are so many options. There you have got fruits, you have got juices, you have got... The best way to create a raw food is to create smoothies. Include all these fruits into smoothies. Boiled. Boiled and steamed. If you are on 100% cooked, then first gradually move towards steamed or boiled one. And then only shift to cook. But since this is a group practice for next 3 days, so compulsorily raw. After 3 days, then on the 4th day, you can do whatever. Because this is just a practice for 3 days. 3 days, 100%. That which is uncooked. So there are many things in that. You can experiment and see what happens. And there would be cravings and there would be outpouring of emotions, emotional disturbances, psychic disturbances, strong craving and restlessness. You will not get sleep and you will feel dizzy. And so many things can happen. You can even fall down and get head injury. So you have to see according to your thing, how you can manage it. If you have fear, you can take every 2 hourly something. Every 2 hourly. If you have never done before. But there are people who can do it easily. They can easily practice it. This is just the KG1 and KG2. This is a nursery. 3 days is nothing. Everybody can do that. LKG of pranic living. So you can just practice. So first is raw. 2nd is fruits. 3rd, there are a lot of seeds, like they talk of chia seeds, hum seeds, sunflower seeds, flax seeds. You can use those seeds. Then you can use nuts. There are so many nuts. But soaked nuts, like almonds are there. You can soak them for 6 hours. But if you don't have time, you can soak them in boiling water for just half an hour. That is another method. If you are, this is a fast life. You cannot soak, but best it soak it them overnight. So that next day, you can convert those into juice, into milk. Almond milk or coconut milk. Coconut and coconut water, they are the superfoods. Coconut and coconut water, they are superfoods. Spirulina, that is superfood. There are so many categories are there. Avocado is superfood. Banana is a superfood, which you can include almost every day. Dates, you can include. Tropical fruits, organic, fresh grown. If you have a garden where you grow all this, that is the best thing. Nothing better than that. Which is free from pesticides and all the insecticides. Moringa. There are many others. Even I don't know their names. Rather, they are all Greek and Latin to Indian people. But there are many. You can experiment with them. You can have salads. You can make them tastier if you are not happy without taste. You can make them chutneys, and you can have salt and rock salt and black salt and Himalayan pink salt. And if you are still unhappy, you can have some olive oil or something like that, raw oil over them. Or you can add masalas and chaats and all those things. These are initial stages. But you have to take help of all this. Otherwise, life will become boring and rest. This journey is a big journey. And you will enter into depression. The whole world is enjoying. I am suffering. Baba, what sin I have done? You are thinking of high energy, but the energy is going down. Entering into depression, guilt, shame, dullness, hopelessness, sorrow, suffering. And then physically, when these things happen, you become sick. So make the journey enjoyable. If you cannot do for 3 days, continuously do it for 1 day. If you cannot do it for 1 day, at least do it twice a day and one time cooked at night. Night means before 6. Night means 6 p.m. or something. So rather than 3 meals cooked, you make 1 meal raw and 2 cooked. Or 2 cooked and 1 raw. Who has never done before? At least make breakfast raw. And wait for 12. But do something. At least in these. But those who have practice of and they have done in the past, they can immediately switch to 3 days and see the energy. And those who are already on raw, they can straight away switch to SFE. SFE are of two types. One cooked SFE and raw SFE. Cooked SFE means soups. Raw SFE means juices and smoothies. So anything you can have. But just see and see the energy level and what happens. So pranic living today is the 13th day. 13th. So 12 days were just the preparations. Just simple, because it is not about eating. No, and eating also should be very, very playful, prayerful, full of gratitude, full of meditation, and absorbing prana. So all these things you can do. So the journey starts from tomorrow, 1st October, 2nd October and 3rd October, 3 days. Those who want, those who can do, straight away go 100%. Those who can't, go for 1% and gradually move to 50%, 60%, 70%, 80% and then 100%. And this is a newness. And see your connection and your soul conscious state. When you are on cooked, what is the soul conscious level? When you are on raw, what is the soul conscious level? When you are on liquids, what is the soul conscious level? When you are on soups, what are the soul conscious level? When you are on smoothies, what is the soul conscious level? When you are only on fruits, what is the soul conscious? When you are on mono, what is the soul conscious level? When you are on heavy, dense food, what is the soul conscious level? You try that also. When you are on grains 4 times a day, what is the soul conscious level? When you are on all meals with processed and highly oily and spicy, what is the soul conscious level? Just observe as a detached observer. Eat everything. Keep on eating everything and see the soul conscious level. And be on dry 1 day. There are 2 types of dry fasting. One is hard and soft. Hard means water should not touch your body. In any way, no enema, no bath, nothing. And soft means water can touch the body. So soft, dry is okay. So this is a journey. So begin the journey. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in 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 the woods, I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive.